Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. Wow, it's the new year already. We're well into the new year, over a week. And I don't know about the rest of you, but the holidays kind of created a blur for me. I was gone for a couple weeks. I went back home and had to deal with some things, an elderly loved one, and just kind of a blur. So when I scheduled this show yesterday, I had actually hesitated because I've been feeling really a little fuzzy myself and a lot of craziness going on in the energetic fields out there. So yesterday I suddenly realized I had the thought of give what you wish to receive. So I kind of pushed myself to do this show to hopefully give some clarity to anyone else so that I can have some clarity for myself. You know, when you're intuitive, a lot of times the intuition, the visions are very clear for another, but not always clear for yourself. So today I'm giving what I wish to receive, or I'm trying to give. I will let you know that I feel a little fuzzy. Haven't done this for a bit. It's been a month since the last show because I had a break over the holidays, knowing everybody's busy, including me. So I'm just going to dive back in and see what happens. I set the show for 1 hour this time. It's usually longer. I usually block it out for 2 hours and just leave that open. But I was anticipating a shorter show today and really just a chance to dust the cobwebs off. If you haven't tuned in before, the show, we usually have a general topic that I discuss, and the lines are open for callers to call in for what I call mini readings. They're intuitive readings, tuning into angels and spirit. I try to open myself up as a vessel and give you quick glimpses into your best steps now on your spiritual path. So we'll be doing that today. I actually wasn't sure if there would be many callers, but the board is really lit up, so I'm going to quickly get into the callers after a slight little discussion about our topic. And when I have these readings, they're very quick, and I usually, if you haven't ever listened before, it's almost like a game of charades. I get quick glimpses through objects or faces, and that usually, interestingly enough, even though it's very quick, leads us to a connection to whatever your question is or what is troubling you. But I always tell people what my gift is that ability to see your best steps now on your spiritual path, on that call back to joy and back to our spiritual selves. So I'm not a fortune teller. I can sometimes give insight to things like romance or work or whatever, but the messages I get always have some sort of the spiritual connection and your best step in that direction. So as you're waiting for your turn on the calls, if you have a question you want me to try to narrow into, that would be great. That usually helps. Or you can just ask for general feel. And like I said, I'm a little feel a little rusty. I'm a little bit uneasy, but usually when I just dive in, even when I feel a little nervous, things go okay. But we'll do our best here on these calls. The new year. This is a great time to set your intentions for where you wish to go. Now, you know, time is not really real, but it's something, it's what we live in right now, and it's our teaching tool as we go through things. And of course, in miracles teaches us that at some point time won't be needed, because we'll be connected with eternity, and time really slows things down just for our learning purposes. So that's a whole other subject, but it is a good time in this world we live in that is based on calendar and time. This newness can be an energy that you carry into your life. And so it's a good time to declare and decide what direction you wish to move in. And I will tell you, the underlying energy and what I feel is out there very strongly right now is that we're in sort of a tug of war. The old paradigms are in an energetic and vibrational way trying really hard to squelch the new paradigms new paradigms where only love is real, and we remember that, and we remember our essence and our spirit and our joy. So the old paradigms, controlled by ego is working very hard on fear and everything that it can do to cause us to have doubts and to go back to protecting and defending and being caught in the old ways. So right now, there are a lot of people, you know, I say to spiritual fence sitters, that have seen the light, have seen something new, have had moments of knowing that it's very real, and that's where they want to be. But then the old starts banging around and squashing things and causing confusion, and the ego gets very loud because the ego knows that it only exists in your mind. And so if it can get control of those thoughts and lead you in a way of fear or a feeling like everything is or that nothing is in your control, or that you're just a victim of the way the world is, then if ego can convince you that, then ego begins to win again. And so I feel people, not even just individuals, although I do observe some of that sometimes, but I feel this shift of people that were on their way and really moving into the light, and their place in the light, and being that person to let the light come through them as a vessel, then going, wait, maybe not, and going more back to the old paradigms. And then it just leaves this tug, and it leaves a lot of burdens and almost backdraft on those that are trying to bring this light in. So I really urge you, if you're listening to this show, you've obviously felt some kind of call to this new light, and not new light, but just the light that's within you, and returning to that. So I just urge you, as you set your intentions for the year, to have the courage to go down that path and be the light, be the joy, in spite of all the craziness in the world, because the craziness in the world that's getting louder and louder is the very reason that we need to continue in the light. A Course in Miracles asks us, do you like what you have made? And when it's saying that, do you like the world that we have made? Do you like what we collectively have created in this world? And if you look around some of the things in the world, there's a lot of beauty, but some of the things going on, it's not a very good world, and it's a fear-based world, and fear is far from God. So we need to return to the light. We desperately need it. I don't really like the world that we've made here, separate from God. I want the world that is connected with God, that is joy and happiness and love and caring for one another. So think about that as you set your intentions. Be committed to the path of more light rather than more darkness, to use that metaphor. I'm going to jump into calls. Again, I didn't really expect lots of calls, but there are quite a few here, so I'm going to jump right in and try to discuss or give people readings if that's what they're calling for. Now, since I don't have a call screener, I do this all myself. If you are listening from your phone and not intending to call in and discuss or have a reading, that's fine. When I put you on the air, just say that, and we'll give each other some cyber hugs and move on. So I'm going to take these in the order that they came in, and the first one is area code 480. So I'm going to put you on the air. You should hear a computer voice that tells you you're live or that you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
And just a general reading is fine.
Okay. The first thing when you were saying my name is Mike, I got the image and feeling of jewelry, and then that narrowed down to a ring. And so we can sort of, I don't know if you've listened before, but how I usually do with people is we sort of work through what that symbolizes. Now, something as specific as that might symbolize someone who's passed over that's trying to make a connection, or there could just be some other symbolic. Do you have anything in particular that in the back of your mind when you were calling you were thinking about, or you wanted maybe some insight into, or is there anything
I'm kind of going through a transformation in regards to career, but uh-huh. also open to, for the first time in my life, probably, relationship. So whichever you pick up on, I'm fine with.
Okay. It felt like to me, well, I think this one may be twofold. Is there any kind of, I'll tell you two things that I felt. I felt like the ring was almost like, you know, in our world, ring symbolizes like commitment and relationship. And so it felt like to me, and that doesn't necessarily mean, okay, you're going to be engaged and get married. And it's just more a symbolic feel of moving in that direction. So it feels like to me there may be some significant love interest kind of on its way to you or hovering around close by. But it also feels like there may be a connection to someone that's passed over that's just trying to give you some assurance. So is there any significance that comes to mind right away as far as jewelry or a ring about someone that's passed over?
Jewelry, I'm not sure. I mean, my mom passed when I was young, but, I mean, she wasn't big into jewelry or anything
okay.
like that.
Okay. Do you have anything like that of hers, though? That
I believe I have a rosary.
Okay.
That I leave in my car.
Okay. Okay. Well, she may be telling you to use the rosary more, or was your mom like that? Was the rosary really important to her?
Not necessarily. I mean,
not really.
I was 14 when she passed, but I mean, she was sick for a long time.
Okay.
So, you know, in and out of cancer treatment, stuff like that. So.
Okay, so there's not a ring involved with your mom then, like that she just left behind that you recall?
Not for myself, and I don't know if any of my sisters have it.
Okay. Well, like I said, I do think this is twofold. I do think there's someone that's crossed over, and so that significant figure to me probably is your mom. If I were you, I would get out the rosary if you can put your hands on it, and you don't have to like pray the rosary like in the official way, unless you just want to. But you might just want it near, you know, hang it somewhere that you can see it every so often, pick it up, hold it. You know, I think you may feel that connection to your mother and that, you know, some guidance and assistance that she wants to be there for you. And again, I did feel like, you know, lots of people call and the first thing on their mind is, so do you see my love life changing? And, that's where I tell people, I'm not a fortune teller. So it's interesting that you aren't calling about that, and yet, I mean, I always laugh. No, I don't see the engagement ring. I don't see that. That's not the kind of thing I do. But it's kind of interesting because that's sort of what I see for you, and I see it in a real symbolic way of, you know, it's not like, oh, you're going to the altar, but that there is some significant committed relationship feel in the air. That something
wonderful
is there for you. And as I say that, and this is how I usually know you know, I see these very quick images and I get these feelings. And then when I zero in on them, I get this, like, just either a chill that washes over me when I say that, you know, it's like, oh, yes, that's it. So as I said that, I just got that feeling over me. So what I don't want you to
wonderful.
Do is go out there and try to make it be whoever you see.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I'm not chasing it. I'm open to it.
Yes, and that's what I want you to do. And now, as I talk a little bit more, I get this other wash over me, this feeling like this is a very significant kind of soulmate, twin soul kind of relationship. And I don't know if you've read about twin souls, twin flames, but when they connect in this world, there is some spiritual purpose that's greater than just the relationship itself. And so I'd like for you to read some about that. And like you said, don't go out there looking, but just be open and get yourself open for that kind of relationship. And whenever there is like a twin soul, twin flame, soulmate, you know, deep soulmate relationship, it also requires that we try to stay as balanced spiritually as we can, because that closeness and intensity can go kind of nutty if we're not in that right spiritual place. So I would like for you to read some about that, twin flames. And have you ever read any of that before?
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. I think if you begin to read and familiarize yourself, but I think you're in a great place. Don't force anything, but there is some significant relationship, I believe, that's kind of just I keep feeling like just hovering. It's just sort of waiting there to be introduced to you when the time is right.
Exactly. And now, if I said anything about the name Sarah, does that resonate anything with you?
I got kind of a good feel, not like a full-out chills all over, but a very, like, just warm feel, like, in my heart when you said that. So, there must be some. I don't know that that's exactly it, but, I feel like you're in tune enough that you're going to know how to follow any signs or nudges that you get. And it's not even going to take a lot of effort. It's just going to be like a pow kind of thing.
Right.
So,
make the sign obvious. Yep.
Yes,
make the sign obvious.
That's what I always ask for. I even say sometimes, like, I really need it, like, really, really obvious, because you know how I get confused sometimes. Please make it really obvious. And so, ask for that and just go on living like you are. And I think it's a really exciting thing. Really beautiful thing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You have a great day.
And I was happy I could shake the rust for you.
Yes. I was a little bit anxious, so thank you for breaking me in again. All right.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was helpful to kind of just jump right back in. I've found that so many times in the way I do things. Conventional ways can say prep, be prepared. And if you've listened to this show before, I never have an outline for the show. I usually have a very quick general topic, and then I just let it flow through me. And a lot of times right before the show, I do have this moment of, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So, I found that when I just dive in, whether it was the first time I ever did a radio show a few years ago on Contact Talk Radio, I'd never done one before, and made a connection with someone that ran that radio network and ended up jumping right in. And then after I agreed to it and signed up for it and it was on the schedule, I just had this terrible panic. What am I doing? But I just trusted and went forward with it, and it all unfolded that way. And that's what I would encourage anyone to do. Try to just jump in and follow your instincts, and don't be too worried about making a fool of yourself. It'll all be okay. So thank you, Mike, for giving me that jump back in moment. Okay, I'm going to jump right to the next caller, and that is area code 512. So you'll hear that you're on the air.
Hi,
hello?
This is Sue.
Sue.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm calling because I keep seeing numbers coming to me for the past 2 months, and I guess I would like to know what message that you can provide for my spiritual path for 2015.
Okay. First thing I saw right away was a box, and it was what I was seeing was what I was feeling. It was just a dark box, and it felt like to me there's something hidden that you're a little bit afraid to open. And so since your call, you're seeing these numbers. Have you ever, I think it's maybe it's just this spiritual awakening and opening yourself to intuition and visions and messages, and seeing the numbers and noticing them is a huge spiritual awakening occurrence. It happens that way for so many, or when you're kind of at a fork in the road and you're not sure which way to go. Have you ever looked into Doreen Virtue's angel numbers book?
No, but I have her cards.
She does a little book that can be really helpful if you're suddenly noticing or noticing a prominence in numbers and patterns.
Okay.
It's called just Angel Numbers. It's a little pink book, and I used it so much. I just felt worn out when numbers were a big thing for me when I really had that big moment of awakening. And, you know, we're always awakening gradually if we're putting any desire in that direction at all.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to get that book. She may even have something on her website that, you know, about numbers. I know you can even get some of the number patterns online, but it's a great little book to, if you, you know, you're driving around and on license plates, all of a sudden you're seeing 524 all over the place and it's jumping out at you, then you can look it up and get some just general guidance. And before long, you'll be able to really tune in to the feel of messages, and you don't, and then you don't, won't have to refer to something like that. But it's a fabulous tool. Say a prayer asking that that tool be used to help you tune in to those messages. And it's a great jump start on you beginning to get the feel yourself. So I, as I say that, I'm getting this feeling that you are very, very intuitive. And you're probably going to have some more of that in your path. And maybe that's the hidden thing that you're a little bit afraid to open. Does that sound, anything about that sound?
Well, you're correct. I used to be, but I've embraced it. So I'm not afraid anymore. 2014 was a year I felt that I was dormant. So now I feel like I'm trying to open up and leave 2014 in the past.
Well, and that is perfectly aligned with the box and opening it, and don't be afraid, you know, move forward into this. And I just keep getting stronger and stronger that your intuitive gifts are immense. So just follow that with the numbers and don't be afraid. It's a beautiful thing to embrace, and it is in this world, you know, it, we don't really encourage intuition like we do facts and figures and data.
That's true.
So it can be a confusing path, but just open it up. It's a huge, huge gift, and you're ready for it.
And with what you're saying, is there anything I need to be conscious of as it relates to my career?
I'm not really getting anything specific as far as career, so that would tell me probably that you know, for now you're going to continue wherever you are in that sense, but you're going to open up all these gifts, and then things may change, and some of your intuition may nudge you in different directions. But I think right now you can do it exactly where you are. And you know, one thing too that I think it's really good to remember is that everything we do, whatever job we're doing, if we really want to share the light and our intuition and put it to work in lots of ways, everything we do is an avenue for that. So we don't always have to turn everything upside down. And and I think you can very naturally move into it. And then as you go, you're going to see if there are some different directions that you're meant to take.
Okay, cause I definitely am, but okay.
Have you ever done, you know, the pendulum, like dousing that way, you know, or using a pendulum and to get answers?
I have, but I guess it wasn't consistent.
Okay, I'm getting that feeling that's a really good way for you to zero in on your intuition, too, and get answers. Like, is this, you know, is this that I'm feeling, is that accurate? You know, and then you ask it for, give me the yes, give me the no, and then ask questions. And I think you're going to get more comfortable between the numbers and that by being able to ask those direct questions and get an answer. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Moving right along here. I guess I will jump into the next call right away, and then I'll come back to our topic a little bit and share some things. So the next call is area code 904. You'll be on the air soon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Patty.
Patty. Okay, Patty, are you calling for a reading, or were you just listening in on your phone, or?
I was just listening, but I'll take the reading.
Oh, okay. I know I don't ever want to put anybody on the spot because I know a lot of people listen from the phone. So, okay, let's see then, Patty. I had a feeling that maybe you weren't calling for a reading because I usually get these quick images immediately, and I didn't start to get that. So I thought, oops, I think maybe she's just calling for to listen. But we're going to see something here, Patty. Okay. What I see right away now that I'm sort of tuning in that way is a daisy, the daisy flower. And mm-hmm. Is there any significant, is there any connection there with daisy?
No, just, I used to pick them in the field when I was a kid.
Sure, okay. Well, what I was feeling right away was, and I wanted to ask you if there was any other connection, but what I was feeling was, you know how the daisy was like, he loves me not, he loves me not. Did you ever do that?
Yeah.
When you were a kid with daisies?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what came to mind, and I got this feeling right away that it was about a choice, a decision, and not necessarily about a person or a relationship. It didn't feel, it just felt like, oh, you're at one of those crossroads where you're having to make a choice. So is that true?
Yeah, I am trying to change directions in my work, which I've been trying to do for a few years, but with the economy the way it is,
right.
I'm kind of just stumbling along, riding out the tail end, I guess, and trying to find some changes that I actually did relocate a couple times temporarily to other states doing the same marketing for resorts that I've been doing to see if it was any better anywhere else, but it's the same. So now I'm back in Florida where I've been and still trying to find something new.
Okay, and I can sense that. I can just feel in your whole energy, you know there's something different, but it's kind of hard to get clear on it. And I'm trying to see if anything new comes in. The daisy thing was very strong about, this way, that way, and that can make things a little crazy and maddening sometimes. Are you feeling that? Like, do you go one direction and feel like the
frustration more than anything, for not making any money and not, and plus I've been sick for a few weeks, so, but I'm better getting there. Just a bad flu going around. So that compounded it. But
okay, I
just
would
trying
like
to find something new.
I understand. I feel frustrated a lot of times lately too, and which direction do I take? And as I was talking just now, here's what I want to recommend for you, because I can feel your frustration. I can feel that it's creating a burden on your whole energy. If you go in the archives of this show and just scroll down, there's a meditation called Energy Clearing Meditation. And I did it for a class, an online class that I was sharing things with some people about, energy work and learning energy work. And that was one of the first things we did in the class to clear ourselves, to be kind of ready for a different energy and clarity. So I want you to do that. And, you may even wish to do it, regularly, or, if it gives you a lighter feel. But what that meditation does, it takes you through all the chakras and helps you get balanced that way and strong in any ones that are weak. And it also just puts you in that sort of relaxed place where you are more open to energy messages and just getting balanced in that spiritual, soulful way. So I want you to try that because I think the first thing you need is to lift this burden of choice and confusion and frustration. And I am with you, sister. I know how you feel. So in fact, I did it again for myself just a few days ago, because, it is, we are in a really crazy energy right now. And then there is this fence, sitting, which way do I go and which, so I want you to do that. And I think you're going to get a lot of release from it. And if you do get that release, then, do it again. And there are some other meditations that follow it After the energy clearing, I did one that was for cord cutting, and that's about, you know, any negative things that we need to release from our lives. And then after that, a forgiveness one. So all of those are there. They're free. But I would just say do that energy clearing meditation and see how it makes you feel.
Okay, I will check that out. Yeah, I've done lots of stuff in the past, and I've kind of put it on the burner, I guess, for a while, so I really need to get back to it.
Yeah, well, we go through those phases because, you know, we do live in this world, and we have to, in some senses, we have to kind of play that game of this world and go, you know, because we do have to survive and pay bills, and so don't feel bad about that. Just take a little bit of time to nurture the other side of you and let it come alive again. Okay.
I will do. All righty. Okay. Thank you for your
All
advice.
All right. You have a lovely day, and I'm glad you called to listen and at least got a little message there.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it, and be blessed and have a great year. Thank you.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, what nice callers. Those are nice messages for the new year. I want to share just a little bit about some things I observed over the holidays, and in particular, I just talked about the energy clearing meditation and the cord cutting and the forgiveness meditations, and those three are in the archives for anyone. They're free. They can be very helpful, and I recommend them in that order, energy clearing, cord cutting, and forgiveness, if you just feel the need to do the next one or the nudge to do the next one. Some very interesting things happened over the holidays for me that had to do with cord cutting and sort of letting go and setting some boundaries. And it's not even like mean or rigid boundaries. It's subtle. It's energetic. It's intention. And you don't have to say a thing. You can let energy and angels and spirit and the assistance of heaven help out. So when you do the energy clearing meditation, it clears you, it kind of gets the muck out, and it balances you so that you're in a better position to be spiritual and be attuned that way. So, and then the next step in the course of those meditations that went along with the class I was conducting was cord cutting. And how cord cutting works is, or what we were asking for in that particular meditation, was to surrender to angels and spirit and allow them to come in and cut away the things that were not serving us or that were negatively impacting us. And that can be habits, it can be situations, it can be people sometimes. And I always like to stress that when you cut cords from a person, usually I just like to let the angels take charge and surrender to them. But, you know, when it is, say, in a relationship or a person and something that's imbalanced or not true, or even sometimes there's sabotage, subtle sabotage going on, or it's just not something that is conducive to your spiritual growth. And we all have that. I mean, we think about relationships where there's sort of, you feel sort of obligated, say because it's family or whatever, but it doesn't really lift you up or make you feel joyous and happy, and sometimes it even, there's a burden. And so we can have ancestral ties, and we can have past life, other life. I usually call it other life because I'm not so I don't really believe in time, so I do think we have other lives, but not necessarily in the linear sense. Anyway, that's a whole other topic too. but when things aren't serving us right now on our spiritual journey, angels, if we surrender to it and ask, will intervene and just sort of remove those, remove the negative tugs. And so sometimes it will be in subtle ways. Sometimes it'll be in ways that are like, wow, very obvious and sudden, but it's always for our higher good. And we can't get caught in the feeling of, well, because that's, you know, my cousin, I owe it to her to do this, this, and this because it's the holiday, whatever. We can't get caught in those. But what we need to do is always feel it in love. And even if there is this sort of need for detachment from situations, we surround it in love. So that's what the cord cutting does. It lifts it up to angels and it allows them to be our guide for what is our best spiritual step now. And sometimes that is removing ourselves from certain circles or letting angels remove us. So my experience when, you know, going home for the holidays and, you know, knowing that sometimes those situations really, really drain me, I went home and I, as I was driving home, I really just surrounded it all with love, and I definitely didn't want anyone's feelings to be hurt. So I thought I would, you know, reach out and connect and try to set up some things that were very loving, but also done in such a way that they could be small segments, and I didn't feel completely pulled into situations that I knew have choked me in the past or shackled me. So surrounded it all in love, and it was all very happy, and you know, made some calls to set some things up, a few people. And now the interesting thing is that one or two of these were relationships where there had been a little guilt laid on me for not being around the last few months, and I never see you, I never, you know. And so, yeah, that tugs at your heart. And so I just wanted to be very happy about it. And, yes, let's have this relationship in a really healthy way. So made the calls and, you know, made plans. Oh, yeah, call me. We'll go to breakfast. We'll go to a movie. We'll do this. We'll go have a glass of wine. And it was just interesting that in several situations where I reached out in just a really happy way, I was just totally blown off. I mean, I was there almost 2 weeks, and someone that had said, oh, I really miss you, want to do things with you, and also was off work for the time to do it, just, you know, I call, try to set something up, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, no, I can't today or tomorrow, but, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow, and then I wouldn't get a call. So I realized that it was kind of fun for me, just in the sense of I really let that go to angels, and so I don't need to push that. And there was that moment of, oh, that kind of hurts my feelings. Why am I invisible? Until I realized that, wait, this may be beneficial for me. Maybe actually angels are putting up this little boundary because it might not be good for me, and it might be hard for me to not feel sucked into something that maybe is draining and or not real. So then when I realized it that way, it was like, oh, wow, thank you, angels. I never would have handled it that way myself because I did want to be loving and give that love. And so I think because of angels' help, I was able to give the love and reach out in that way. And then they said, maybe not right now. Maybe not, that's not the best thing. So it wasn't me. It was the other side declining, but it probably was in my best interest and maybe in theirs too. So that's when we have those moments of faith of truly surrendering it and being okay with that and not letting our ego get in like, ah, well, why didn't I get this? You know, and you know, that can be hard to see in the moment sometimes. So if you do the cord cutting and some of those things, be ready to surrender it and then be ready to sit back and realize that there may be a few little odd or strange things, and then step back even further and say, oh, now I see. So that's what true surrender is, and that's faith of allowing yourself to be guided that way. Okay, I just, let's see, saw another caller pop on, and I don't think this is an area code we already had or a caller, but if it is, just tell me. This is area code 210. You're going to be on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi. Are you calling to listen or calling to have a question?
I have a question for you.
Okay. What's your first name?
Pearl.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead with your question.
So my mother's been dealing with an illness since she was diagnosed last year, and she's been getting better lately. I say it's because she finally decided to do a treatment, and she says it's because of a tea that she's been drinking, and I wondered what you thought.
Okay. All right, first off, I'm not a medical person. So,
I know. I'm just asking for your intuitive opinion.
Yes, the intuition, and I will preface that with I have these general feelings that could be swaying it, but it feels like to me that, well, I won't say it's the tea exactly, but her belief in it and her willingness to choose that and have faith in that way is playing a role. And as I say that, I get great conviction over it. And now I'm silent for a second because it's like there's something else that's coming through. What is the illness that your mother has?
Cancer.
Okay, I thought it probably was. I do believe for myself, and if I was in that situation, I would go venture very much the way of natural things. Now, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't exclude medicine because, you know, there are lots of helpful things in medicine. If your mother has that gut feeling, then I would say let her explore it and believe with her. And, maybe it's a combination of things, but if she feels like that tea is helping her, then there's no way that it isn't, because we can change and heal ourselves just through our beliefs. And you might want to read, I don't know if you've ever read any of Bruce Lipton's work. I think the title is Biology of Belief. Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. Maybe go to his page and read some of his things, because he has kind of proven a connection between faith and biology and how we can change ourselves through our beliefs. And some of the stories are really amazing. Like one that comes to mind right away is there was an orthopedic surgeon, and his big thing was fixing knees. And, he was very well known for this, kind of looked up to in that business or that path of medicine. And he discovered through a little study that he did that there were some people that were the traditional knee surgery. He went in and did his thing to correct the knee. And then there was another group that he went in, didn't do anything to correct. He made the incisions, but there was nothing to correct that actually done to repair. And those that did not receive the correction healed at the same rate as those who did, because all of them went through the same therapy and everything. And it brought him to this place of realizing that, wow, I have been studying this a long time, doing this, and whoa, what I do might really be meaningless. Now, it takes a big person for a medical doctor that's put that much time into it to be able to step back and say, wow, what if it's really about your belief?
That's like the placebo effect.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Where you really, he's also a researcher. It sounds like he's a researcher as well.
Yes, so, you know, and people say, well, that's just placebo. And my thoughts on that are, so? if it
doesn't
healed,
really matter if it worked.
You know, if it's a sugar pill and it made somebody better, then isn't that better than chemical? You know, so that's just my thoughts on it. It's like, why would that negate it? That to me is tremendous. It means the power of the mind. So your mother's belief in that, for one thing, gives it power. And certainly this tea, I mean, I would say, is probably not harmful. So I would very much encourage that, and also respect some of her intuition in that, and take that walk with her and be encouraging of that. So, and, you know, maybe there's a happy medium, some medicine, you know, the medicine approach and that way, and some of her approach. But she's going to know best. I feel like your mother is in tune in some way to know what might be best for her and the kind of thing that's healing. I would actually, I don't know if you heard earlier when I was recommending the energy clearing meditation, your mother may like that. It may soothe her and get her cells in a place to be their strongest to combat this. You know, whether it's that one or any other one, but that one is there free if you think she might want to listen to it or you might. So my feeling is go with your mother's instincts and support them because it is having an effect on her. And so your concern is she won't do medicine, the medical approach, and that then will be harm to her. Is that what you're feeling?
My concern is that she will, I know the radiation will help her because it's metastatic and causing her some problems. My only concern is that she'll abandon the radiation, thinking that it's going to harm her when it's actually not. I think it's a combination of a couple things she's doing. It's attitude and some treatment, which is ESSIAC, and the radiation. Because prior to this, she just said, you know, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm not afraid to die. I'm ready to go. It's my time. Until she got a message about a week ago that says that we're not ready for you yet, and she goes, "Oh, really?" And then she starts turning around.
Like,
so I think she has. Yeah. So apparently they're not ready for her yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I think there is great power, and also I have great respect for people that are at peace and not afraid of dying, because really, when we're truly connected to God, we should be ready. You know, it's if we really believe in heaven and that, then why is there all this fighting against dying? Because death isn't really real, you know? So I applaud her, and I think she must be a pretty spiritually advanced person to be in that place and to feel these messages and that it's not time to go. But perhaps she's also here to teach something about different kinds of healing just through walking that path. So I wouldn't force and turn my nose up to that, you know, that, oh, no, you have to do this. I would let her feel her way through it because it sounds like she does get a lot of information, and ultimately it does have to be her choice.
So it is. It's totally her choice.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, she's not going to make sure of that.
She's very strong.
But see, that's excellent, because that's the kind of personality that can really get those messages and grasp the power of the belief and the unwillingness to, no, you're not going to change, you know, you're not going to make me not believe this. Or so I think that's really beautiful, and she may have something to teach just in that path and the peace that she's in about it. So it's interesting too, and this is just a whole other little, not specific to, but I wanted to come back to it. Sometimes the messages on a show, you know, most times they overlap, and someone listening but not calling can get a message from it, or the messages for the different callers will overlap. And when you said your name was Pearl, I just got a little smile about the earlier call about the jewelry and the ring and the mother connected and all that. So I think your mother has a lot of pearls of wisdom for you. She created a pearl of wisdom in you. but she's or she brought you forth, that pearl of wisdom. So explore with her, and I would say let her use that intuition, and I think she's on to something. So she's going to find just the right mix. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You have a great day, and blessings to you, and many blessings to your mother. She's very courageous.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, for getting back in the swing of things, this is a pretty good show. I actually didn't anticipate many callers, and there were several, and all of those are nice messages, I think, good messages for the new year. And what I would say to each of you is just hang in there. It's sort of a rocky place right now, like I said earlier, because of the people that are retreating, who've come and seen the light and felt the joy, and then the world just lays that fear on, and they're going to go the other direction and start even sometimes countering what we're doing. Some who have been there and who have had healing, and even in ways that you can't really deny. I've noticed a few that then all of a sudden they're going back to, you know, poo-pooing things like this. Hang in there. We need every bit of light we can get right now. Look around the world, and it's pretty evident. And it is not going to be fixed by the ways we've always done it. It's not going to be fixed with force and fighting. It's going to be fixed with peace in our heart. That's the only peace we can truly control. So be the light, follow the joy, answer the call to joy, because it's needed so much at this time, and we're so close. And yet, if we go backward, we'll be so far. To stay the course, be part of the light, bring more of it to the world. Find ways to open yourself up, clear yourself from the heaviness. Go to that energy meditation in these archives, energy clearing meditation, or whatever you do. You know, this can be a hard time of year because of the weather. Like for me, nature is such a big cleanser and where I get connected so easily. It's just very hard to get out in nature. You know, I'm in Ohio right now, and it's just cold. So that saps me, but so I'm trying to find other ways to make that connection. You do the same, and stay the course with me. If you click on following this show, then you'll get the updates when I schedule something. I always update on my Facebook fan page. It's called Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And what I've discovered, though, is it's getting harder and harder to use that as my central place of communication just within the last couple of weeks. Facebook has changed things for pages so that the posts that you make on the page aren't readily, it's almost like blocking them from a lot of the audience. And where before a post on its own, it's called organic reach, where your posts would typically reach, you know, and my page has likes, or, you know, people that have sort of joined the page of like 380,000 people. And they've changed it where the posts will only reach like, say, 1% unless I do that. And I do all of this on my own funds. I do it for free. I have been for 5 years. And so it makes it a little more difficult when the cost, and I even had no problem paying a small amount, but the minimum amount per day is pretty absurd for me, because I'm not a big business like a Nike or one of those places that can afford it. So do go to that page, please, and like it, and even make it a point to check in there. Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and I'm going to roll out some new things and new avenues to communicate. So please check in that page deliberately instead of waiting for it to come up on your news feed. And I'll be sharing a lot of new stuff in this new year. Thanks for being here. Thanks for these callers that let me dive back in. I do so appreciate it. And I look forward to the next show. You have a great rest of the day and a beautiful week.